So, day 44, I'm in the Kātamahunga Ranges, or just at the start of it. I'm actually at a lodge called Karua Lodge or something. Now, I'm not actually staying in the lodge. Me and Sez and Mal will be walking today, which was 8 hours and 10 minutes, to this lodge, and they said that we could camp down in their wee paddock, and so it's what we're doing. Which is good. Just had meals and other bits and pieces, and now it's time to kind of go to sleep. It's been a tough day. I think probably one of the hottest days. Like, just so muggy. Wasn't really heat wise. It was just warm. Like, and just so much sweat and stuff. And it was really strange because it actually was cold and rainy at one stage this morning. So it just did a big switch around. Most of it was over. Well, we left Hamilton. And most of it was over farmland, or through the city to start with, and then farmland, and then some road sections before I ended up going off by myself, and the girls continued on in there on the road bit. Mal's got some really bad feet at the moment. She just purchased new shoes, but it's just not good, so I'm actually giving her my insoles to try out tomorrow. As long as I tighten up my shoes this time, my feet won't be an issue, but hopefully they can help her out. But I ended up doing a track that it would have been so much easier just going on the road, but the track itself, a lot of people probably do just go on the road, and so it was probably the most overgrown, underused Te Araroa track I've been on so far. Trees had fallen down and I couldn't get around them. There was blackberry bushes, there were gorse, thistles, long grass, track markers that just weren't there enough, and you just made up your own area, and so it was just a real mess of a track. But that also ended up being my highlight of the day as well, because it was good just getting off and actually kind of, you know, working hard to get through this stuff. At one stage I got underneath a log, had to take off my bag and then put it under the log. I crawled under the log and then realised there was more trees, and I just like, oh, and I thought, I'm going to have to backtrack, and I was just frustrated. I was like, damn it, no, I'm not going to backtrack. So I put my bag back on and I went around these other bits. There was some places where people could actually, you know, walk, or had seen walk, so only a few people have done it this season by the look of it. And then I ended up walking through the maze as well, the cornfields, so that was kind of cool. But yeah, that was the day. So overall, yeah, so good. Hot, that's all I can say, really.